good shots.
Top of Chavnes someone off him Suchim. Chazar. Chazar of Yehuda. All right, so again, he got rejected based on the Achila business. So what does he say? He says, Nosar. The Chametz. Okay, so we see that Nosar is an Isser of Lo Sosiru. I mean, I can't leave it over, right? Mm-hmm. And so there's Chametz. And Rashi points out immediately, what's that? Lo Yurav Le Matzah? Okay, so therefore, Ma Nosar B'Sreifa. Okay, and then the Gemara rejects it because it's an inconsistency in his own position, which we don't care about. Okay, now let's go over that Tosos again.
All right.
Again, so what's he saying? He's saying that if you're going to tell me that Los Batosiru, there's an equivalency between the Batosiru of Nosar and the Batosiru of Chametz. Chametz Batosiru is Balira Bayimatzeh, right? Then you have to say the same thing by Nosar, right? But if that's true, then how could the Gemara have asked beforehand that Balira Bayimatzeh doesn't apply to Nosar? Is that clear? Should I say that again? Does anyone have any questions on that? Because before we get into the answer, I want to make sure that's clear. Tosos's kasha is a very good kasha. Tosos is saying that you can't have it both ways, right? You're telling me here, right? Excuse me, you tell me in the first case in the Gemara by the Kal Vachomer, right? Lo Sosiru applies to Nosar. Bayerol Meimotze applies to Chametz. Okay. Over here, what you're saying is that Lo Sosiru applies to Nosar. Lo Sosiru applies to Chametz. Lo Sosiru means Bayerol Meimotze. Ergo, Lo Sosiru must mean Bayerol Meimotze by Nosar also. But if Bayerol Meimotze applies by Nosar, then why the Gemara had this first kasha to begin with? Very problematic. And the Gemara never wastes words. So, or ink. So what's Tosos say?
We'll put the bursting in. Oh.
So what is what does Tosos say?
But
how'd you read that? Omeri, one more time. De.
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
Did we call Makom?
I think I said Makom.
And you did.
I'm sorry. I was doing it like.
Did we call Makom near?
Makom near the Avid Shapir Kavachomer.
The Kavachomer is a good Kavachomer. Why?
Denosar eno beval yira de miyad jehosir over reshuv eno over aval chometz afilu laacher jehosir over bechoshav.
So I'll translate literally what Tosas is saying, and then we should ask. There should be an obvious question on this. Tosas is saying, no, I'll tell you why. The Kavachomer makes a lot of sense. Why does the Kavachomer make a lot of sense? Because over there, right, what are we saying? We're saying there's a difference between Nosar and Chametz. By Nosar, Lo Sosiru teaches you, when I violate the Isser, it's a one-shot deal. But by Yerol, by Matzah, teaches you what? Teaches you...
Continuously.
Okay, but what's the problem with that answer?
That didn't show why it's the same here.
Right. Even stronger. Or does that say, you can't ignore the fact that over here, though, it's equivalent. He didn't answer... He's not... Or is he saying, there it's not equivalent... Here it is equivalent. That's his answer. Well, how's that a good answer? How could it be equivalent in one situation and not equivalent in a different situation? You understand? That's the problem. The problem is, how can you tell me Bayerol Bayimatzeh is equivalent in the second and the third possibility, but not equivalent in the first possibility? How do you resolve this, David Needle?
I still can't see why it's ever equivalent to Bayerol
Bayimatzeh. It's a possibility. That, I think the Gemara is saying that. You see, let's look at, and this is how you can separate out how Balira can be synonymous in one instance with Lo Sosiru and be completely different in another instance. Because it's all a question what your focus is on, okay? What happens when I let's talk about the Korban, right? What happens when I let the Korban over? When it passes the time, I'm over Nisar, right? So because I allowed the Zman to pass, okay, what's the consequence of that now? I'm over Nisar, right? And now what do we have to do? Right, we need something. It's very interesting. So God steps in and says, so to speak, the Torah steps in and says, you know what? We need a remedy. We need to fix this situation, right? So there, in that, if you look at it that way, then Bayra is no different than Lo Sosiru, meaning that I allowed this substance to continue to exist, and because I did that, we need some sort of remedy. We need some way to fix the problem. Yeah, if you want to put it in a halachic terms, like nice halachic terminology, so Sreifa is the Hashlama. Right? What does the Shlama mean?
The
The completion. No, it's the completion of this entire phenomenon. In other words, I'm over the Isser, right? Because I allow this product to continue to exist. Now, another thing kicks in, requiring me to get rid of it, right? What's that really doing? It's mimashlim. It's saying that because you allow this to take place, the hashlama of this entire phenomenon is sreifa. Okay? It ends it. It brings it to a close, so to speak.
So where are the Kavachom,
it's an interesting idea. Hold on. Does everyone understand that? So now looking back in it, we'll get to Kavachom in a second. Looking back in it, it's an amazing thing. So now, and this is why this is such an amazing Gemara. There's absolutely, as I love to say in these types of Gemaras, there's absolutely no practical consequence to this whatsoever. This is pure theoretics. We have three theoretical possibilities of why Rabbi Yehuda holds a Sreifa. Either going to tell me because he holds his din in the substance itself, meaning the substance became toxic, so to speak, or he's going to hold Sreifa because that's the greatest, that's the solution for destroying the quality of Ocha, or do you say no, it's simply a halachic remedy. It was brought in as a response to the fact that it allowed this product to be to continue in the state of Isser. Okay? Three logical possibilities.
So you
want to
add that
too?
Balut. Okay, yeah.
Okay, good. If you mean speaking in Ifrit, it's Talmud. In other words, you can already see one difference that Chametz has versus Dosar because by Matzeh is going to have to be built off what idea? An idea of Bilus, right? There's some sort of, it's my ownership, it's my domain. Right? You don't have that by Nosar?
Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't solve the problem. I'm just saying you do see something different about Bayra. If you're going to say this thing is Usser all the time, what allows for that Isser to be Usser all the time is going to be generated from the idea of an ownership idea. It doesn't mean every second that I'm over another Isser. It just means that as long as the state of ownership is still there, there's a platform for the Isser to come into existence. You understand that? It's a subtle point, but it's important. To take the next step, you need that point. You need that point in place. You have to understand there's a certain platform. The platform is ownership. Because of Bilus, that's what allows that's what would allow for an Isser by Rabbi Matzah to come into existence. Okay, yes, Chaim. Okay, so remember we gave it away last time, but the Gemara is going to ask that question. The problem is that the Mishnah tells us what? The Mishnah says, forget the af, so let's put af to the side. Okay, we'll get back to that. The Mishnah says what? Af. Even.
It says that you can break it apart through the wind or through
water. Right. The other way to learn is...
Or you can break it apart through the wind or break it apart through the water.
Right, you have to. There's meaning that you can't just throw it into the water hole.
Right.
Okay. So watch this. This Gemara is, this is easier, I think it's easier Sfara-wise, but some of the logistics here are a little bit annoying. So what does the Gemara say? So Ibai Elohu, right? So what's bothering the Gemara?
Mefarer
Bezor El Ruach.
Is it
Mefarer? Right. Purim,
like
crumbs.
I thought
it's a dog. In fact, if you go to the store and you want to buy breadcrumbs, what are they called?
Purim.
Purim Lechem. Okay, go on. Stop. Okay. So do you read it that pure is necessary? And let's just be just a little, it's like a heksher of some sort. Because before I could dispose of it, I have to break it up into little pieces, right? And therefore, it wouldn't matter if I do it to the wind or do it to the water.
Right.
Or? Or do I say no, that I do what?
You either tear up and go to the wind, or you just throw the whole thing into the water.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, okay? Before we get into, I'm not ready to define this yet, but what would you ask, is there a question asking either one of these sides?
Yes.
I mean, even before I get into sides, what's the Chum's opinion overall?
Fine, but isn't that exactly the Gemara's question?
Yeah.
That's the Gemara's question. Yeah. No, I'm saying in the first way of learning.
You find what you're trying to accomplish.
But in the first way of learning, what's odd about the first way of learning? What? No. That's the second one.
Because the whole bread should be unedible anyways.
What?
The whole bread should be unedible.
Well, let me ask you this. Take a look at Rashi on Odilma. Okay?
Odilma, L'ruach, who did buy Pirur. Shema Yizrkenu, Shalim.
Okay, so Pirur requires... throwing it to the wind requires Pirur. Why? Because if we don't want you to throw it like a whole loaf of bread into the wind.
Right? And then some other guy will find it and eat it.
Avaliyam,
matal v'ene de mimayim.
De mamis.
Oh, sorry, de mamis v'nimuk me'elam.
Stop. Right, which is interesting. But look carefully what he's saying. Mamis doesn't mean that. Mamis v'nimuk me'elam. It becomes what? It becomes disgusting. Right? It's me, right?
Mush. It right. loses its molecular integrity.
Okay, that's the second thing. In other words, it basically...
Yeah, I didn't buy gooey bread.
Right. So, right, exactly, right. You're not going to eat gooey bread. If you remember from... Yeah.
Oh. It's not Nami Gabe of Ozara.
So it turns out what? It turns
same,
out...
Same.
We have a similar case. Right? Okay. And, okay. So what's that? What's that similar case? Ki hai gavna?
Ki gavna, Rav Yossi Omer...
Shochek. So Rashi says shochek means you grind. Take the item, you grind it up. So we have this chas v'shalom. Someone has an idol. How do you dispose of the idol?
Yeah.
Right, you grind it up.
Bezora leruach, o meitzliach.
So he says the same thing, and then the Gemara says v'bayelahu. Same two possibilities. Hechik Gemara. Hechik
Gemara shochek bezora leruach, bezora meitzliam. Udilva shochek bezora leruach, o meitzliam.
Okay, now, of course, the problem, I mean, without even looking at the next line, of course, what you have to jump on and say is that, yeah, that's kind of crazy, because if when you throw the bread in, be'en, right, what's going to happen to it? But when you throw the idol into the river, when it's be'en, what's going to happen to it? Nothing.
Say,
nothing.
That's why you grind it.
But I'm saying that's the first way of learning. Oh, right. So now the Gemara obviously senses this problem. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, keep going.
Amar Rava, Mistavra, Vodazara, Dilian Melach.
Ka'azla.
Ka'azla, lo bai shrika.
Okay, so when it says, in the side, now this is the only tricky part. In the side that says that you throw it in, what do you call it, hole, the idol, right? You throw the idol in hole into the river. It must be referring to Yamamelach, right? Why Yamamelach? Right, ain't Svino Verisbo, which means what? So can we get a little more definitive?
No one's gonna pick it up.
Right, it's desolate. It's a desolate area. Okay, we're not worried about anyone coming across.
Why were there?
I don't know. Yamamelech?
I don't know. Like, who's going to the boat? Like.
But when it comes to grinding up the lechem, right, right, chameh to l'shar naharos.
Chameh to l'shar naharos. Ka'azil by Pirur.
Right, but you need Pirur when it comes to other rivers. Rashi by Pirur. Why?
Shema Tivka Bo Svina Vitzit Lenu Belav Adais.
Very common instance, where common occurrence, right? The boat's traveling on the river. It happens to
bread.
Right. Well, the boat. Or, well, okay, right. He sees some bread. What happens?
He picks it up and eats it.
Well, how does it say that? All it says is Vitzit Leno Vilav Adataihu, which means what?
It takes it and it is not.
He doesn't know. It picks it up.
Work.
Right? Again, Shema Tifka Bo Svina, the boat will touch it. The boat will touch it. Vitzitz Leno, Vilaba Datayu. He didn't want to pick up any, the guy in the boat didn't want to pick up any chametz, but inevitably what happened? He swooped up some chametz. But isn't that a problem though? Because if you're telling me the chametz gets destroyed when it's in the water, if it's mamis, if it's nimuk, so what are you worried about? The first few seconds when it falls in?
No chametz.
I agree, but if throwing in the water, if Rashi says before, if I throw into the water, what happens to the chametz?
It becomes disgusting.
It becomes nimus and nimuk, right? Which sounds like, yeah, exactly. So then what are you worried about here? Is that a real concern? I mean, I know it is because Gemara says so.
He made that think of it as...
He says it's the exact opposite. It's the exact opposite. Mistavra, Avodah Zara... Right, so Avodah Zara doesn't do what? Right, it's not going to disintegrate. So what do you need? You need shrika.
You have to
right. But when it comes to bread, chametz, the mamis, low body pure.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a big problem. This whole gemara is a big problem. What's the problem? What's the problem with Rabbi Yosef versus Rabba?
This is like a factual machlokas.
It's worse. It's like it's not just factual. It's svar sefuchos. They're saying the exact opposite of each other. One guy's saying that. Right. So that's going to be difficult for us to work out. So we have a lot of things to define here. We have to define pure. Yeah, but then he says Ibcha. Opposite.
I know.
It's worse than Adaraba. It's Adaraba to Ibcha. It's like, couldn't be further for the truth. Right. Okay, so let's understand. What do we have to define here? I ask you. Actually, I don't want to tell you guys. What do we need to answer here? What questions do we have to answer? We have to answer, why did God make Chametz Asar?
What?
And then we have to understand why God created the universe.
He was just trying to trigger something.
I heard you.
What is?
Gabriel's opinion.
Okay, a little more specific.
The opinion and how you read the chacham and whether they hold that you should be far the
okay. What's this whole business of? Do you need pure or not? And then what's the, okay, what else?
Then we have the case of versus the case of Hamas.
The gentle caress of the left elbow.
Well, you notice when, what do you notice about the comparison? They're not quite
the same.
They can't be, because you see there's
a mouse and one is a mouse.
Correct. So it's funny. It's like they're analogous up to a point. Now, I don't want to get too into the issue of, right, again, to what is it about Avodah Zarah, like the mechanics of the Avodah Zarah issue. That's not our issue. We're focusing on Chametz, okay? We have to use the analogy to assist us. Okay, what else? What else?
Just the mouth focus over the
UFC. Yeah, what's going on with them? I mean, it sounds like they're saying too, I mean, what kind of argument is this? And I'd like to understand also, let me ask a question. If you had to pick a side, Rabbah or Yosef, who makes more sense?
Yosef.
Clearly, right? Because Rabbi Yosef is saying, one second, what are you really worried about here? He's asking Rabbah, you're telling me that I'm really worried about the boats coming along and picking up this substance? I mean, come on. Sounds crazy.
And also,